The funds school systems receive is based on projections of money coming into the state, and with the economic crisis all across the U.S., their projections were short, and the only way the State Board of Education could get that money back was to assess each system an amount of money that had to be returned to the state to make up for the shortfall.
Well, it is something that is very difficult for us. We had been anticipating the shortfall because we've been watching the budget figures. And so we had to find a place that we could send back $100,000. Well, in a small school system like Yancey County, we do not have a lot of extra money. Most of our money is tied up in fixed charges such as salaries and gasoline and fuel and so forth. So when the state asks you to send money back, there's really not much you can do. We were saved in Yancey County because we have been building up a fund over the years in textbooks, because each year the state gives you X amount of textbook money. That will cover the cost of your textbooks, and sometimes you'll have some left over. Well, you try to save that for the year that you have your reading adoption. So we've been saving money. So we had an amount built up that we were able to send them back. It was $100,000. The only impact that may have on us, we may not be able to buy all of our health books this year. We'll still be able to buy the vocational books and the math books, but we may have a shortfall on our health books. And then, of course, the year that we adopt reading books, we're not going to have the backlog of money, so it'll be tight that year. But the money that we have to send back is based on the size of your system. Each system is assessed an amount of money that they have to return to the state.
Dr. Tom Little is the superintendent of the Yancey County School System. Mitchell County was required to return $86,000. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.